Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Checking in on the beef checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Some exciting news coming this holiday season, Heather. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. The beef checkoff is putting a big push on the holidays this year because heaven knows we all need a little holiday and Christmas cheer. So to remind consumers across the country that beef is the only protein they want to feed their families this holiday season, we are so excited that our brand Beef It's What's for Dinner is returning to broadcast television. For the first time since 2003, beef checkoff funded advertisements will be on television, airing a limited number of ads during the Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas movies. So while broadcast television is usually out of our reach, the opportunity to advertise on the Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas Movie Marathon boiled down for us to the right network, the right ad, the right time, and the right price tag. We are excited about the upcoming holiday season, so literally, Ron, stay tuned.
Thank you, Heather. And you can go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner for more information.
Well, today's cattle futures market had a bit of a little bit of strength here midweek. Feeder cattle were up $1.30 in the January at 139.12. March is up $1.35. 138.65. April 77 higher, 139.75. But out there August next year, only up 25 at 145.95. So most of the strength on the feeder cattle has been on the front end here. And I guess the same for the live cattle. The December lives are 111.35, up $1.35. February is up $1.27 at 114.17. Out in April, 117.40, up 85. A lot of people looking for those April to get near $1.20. That's kind of been the hope for a while now. Box beef for the second day in a row is up quite a bit. It's up 269 on choice at 244.29. Select at 219.49, up 201. There's been some talk of live cattle cash prices actually being low relative to the box beef prices and the possibility of it going significantly higher just because of that. And we also had a cold storage report yesterday, which was pretty high at about 500 million pounds on the cold storage for beef. Pork was shockingly low at the lowest level here in a couple of years.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the 39th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 5th at noon at the Atoka Livestock Auction. Selling 51 breeding-aged bulls, 27 bred females, limousine and limb flex, mostly black polled. To view an online catalog, go to www.americancattleservices.com or call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652. That's 580-581-7652. The Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, December 5th.
Today's grain futures market actually quite a bit lower overnight before coming back throughout the trading day today. Beans at one point last night were down about 17 or 18 cents, and at the close today they were actually up 2 to 3 cents, with January closing at $11.94. Yesterday that market went all the way up $12 but did not go through it. That was the high tick and then sold off. And then last night with it selling off, there's a bunch of people jumping on board trying to sell that market. And maybe just getting out of long positions and profit taking as we wind down through the holiday. Tomorrow will be a normal day, but Friday will be a holiday shortened day, closing at 12:05 Central Time on the grain markets. But usually gets pretty quiet from tomorrow and Friday, and then opens back up Sunday night for full throttle trading. The corn today was down a penny. Wheat markets up 10 to 11 cents. So the Kansas City and Chicago wheat both were kind of the leader today in the grains. The other big news today is the stock market's making all-time highs. The December Dow Jones futures went over 30,000 for the first time, all the way up to 30,067. A lot of different reasons and prospects on why that's happening. Some people are arguing that the vaccine news, and now there's a third company that supposedly has a really good rate of success.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.